But once again, I'm at the Resource Center, and remember, we've got the QR code here. You can snap on that anytime to find out all about the Resource Center and what it has to offer. And one thing it has to offer is this man right here, Bruce Porter, president and advisor here at the Resource Center.
Good to see
always,
you.
Always good to see you.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how about you?
Perfect. I'm full. I'm still full.
Okay. We're not going to go there.
Yeah.
Anyway. You've got, there's a jar on a stool and it's got, it has paper. What are we doing here?
So these are the hottest topics that came in 2023 from the viewers. And we always encourage the viewers, if you're interested in us analyzing or giving you information, send it in either to the station or here at the Resource Center, and we'll be glad to cover it on air. So we're just going to do a grab bag. We're just going to grab a topic and just highlight it and maybe that'll be beneficial for
somebody. I'm trusting I grab the topic. You're
the grabber.
Good. Because I sure as heck ain't the answer on this. Okay. RMDs.
Gosh, I don't have a clue.
Even I think I know what that is, but go ahead.
Well, required minimum distribution. So that has all changed in the last several years with the Secure Act and all the new updates and amendments to that. So now, depending on your date of birth, depends on when your RMD date begins.
Okay.
Now, required minimum distribution means the IRS has allowed you to defer, not pay tax, on all the money you've put in your 401k, your retirement plan at work, if you have your own individual IRA. And so now, at a certain age, they say, hey, Tom, we want you to start pulling that out. Mm-hmm. And there's a percentage, and it starts out very small at the age that you're required to take it out. And then it goes up based on your date of birth and your age every year.
And those goalposts have been moved a little farther now.
They have been moved. So, for example, if you're born, I believe, between 51 and 59, your RMD date is 73.
Okay.
Now, I was born in 61. So my RMD date is age 75. And so if you have questions about that, just call the office and we'll be glad to help you determine when your required distribution date is.
61.
Yeah.
1861.
Yeah, 1861.
Oh, I know this guy, Roth.
Hey, Roth IRA. You know, Roth IRA is one of the craziest things the government ever came up with several years ago that people don't take advantage of. Now, if you think about it, a Roth IRA is a class of money.
Mm-hmm.
The tool that you use for a Roth IRA can be a variety of things. It could be a bank CD, it could be a mutual fund, a stock, an annuity, several things. The advantage, it grows. There's no tax advantage on the front, but on the backside, later on down the road, everything about a Roth is tax-free. It's tax-free to you, it's tax-free to your kids, to your grandkids, to your favorite best
and
friend,
et cetera. And your taxes are only going to get bigger, so better to take the bite now than later when it's bigger.
If you don't need a tax deduction or if you don't have a big tax situation, maximize your contributions to a Roth IRA.
All right, let's see if we can get to this one then. Compounding.
Compounding. It's a concept of deferring tax till a later date. So like, for example, an IRA is deferred. You don't pay tax on it until you touch it, right?
Right.
So you can do that in the insurance world with a non-qualified annuity. So, for example, if you have, let's just use $100,000 in a bank CD at 3 or 4%. Mm-hmm. Well, that's $3,000 or $4,000 a year of interest. And so when you get at the end of the year, you get a 1099. So that's unearned income that you have to pay tax on.
Yes.
If you have the same money in an annuity, non-qualified, the same interest, you have no tax on that until you take it. And so if you leave it in your account, it will compound on itself. Mm-hmm. And compounding is the eighth wonder of the world.
That's where you're making money.
That's where you're really capitalizing
you're filling
on your growth.
Your bucket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, as you can see, there are more in here, but just what we were talking about right there, that's why you need to find an expert. QR code right there. All of these things, Bruce and the folks who work with him can help you out. The Resource Center, 882 1900.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
Sounds good.
Bruce, always good to talk to you.
See you next time.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and the Resource Center, Inc. are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet a particular need of an individual situation. The Resource Center, Inc. is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by the Resource Center, Inc. This podcast is a paid placement.